It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been hearing for a few months about how Google-owned YouTube is starting a new music streaming and subscription service, now confirmed with the super catchy name of YouTube Music Key. Okay, maybe not ripe for the lyrics of a hit song, but the new $7.99 a month ad-free service does have a few things going for it. For one, YouTube is already the place that a lot of young people go first to listen to music. Here's Rolf Winkler, who has been breaking news on this story for The Wall Street Journal.
So if you look at the top 10 videos of all time, I'm fairly certain that 9 of the top 10 are music videos and the 10th is Charlie Bit My Finger.
Whether or not YouTube's music popularity will let Google get into a boat already crowded with the likes of Spotify, Pandora, Beats, etc. is unclear. What is clear is that part of YouTube's service is making the labels and their artists happy about putting their content on YouTube for all the world to see and hear. Because right now, they only get a cut of the advertising.
Spotify will pay the labels a lot more in terms of royalties than YouTube can pay in terms of a share of revenue generated from advertising. And it's important for YouTube to be able to maintain a good relationship with those record labels to start generating some meaningful revenue.
Rolf Winkler of The Wall Street Journal. The service hits the digital marketplace on Monday. Today, the game maker Blizzard launches the latest expansion of the game World of Warcraft. In 2010, the massively multiplayer online game had 12 million trolls, dwarves, dryads, high elves, orcs, etc. But in recent years, the fantasy title's user base has fallen off. Can it come back? Nova Sappho puts on his helm, takes up the sword, and gives us an update.
A lot of the growth in video games has been in free mobile game apps, the so-called freemium model, which has its critics like South Park.
Hey, we know the game's not great. It's free. It's not free. If you charge 40 cents here and 50 cents there, then it's not free.
They see through the charade.
The question of whether or not free to play is evil is, of course, a fair question.
That's Joost van Drunen. He heads Super Data Research, which tracks the video game industry. Van Drunen says the growth of mobile has changed video games.
Only 20 to 25% of games in the app stores are charging people up front.
And Brian Blau of the tech research firm Gartner says the free-to-play model is expanding.
There are many games across all platforms that are looking at the free-to-play model as their ticket for the future.
A future in which video games are forecast to bring in $100 billion by 2017. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Last week, I went to Kansas City to observe part of an international startup competition called Get in the Ring. You may remember the KC was where Google launched its gigabit internet service Google Fiber a few years back. And while that super high-speed internet service has taken hold, it still requires landlords and tenants to make a kind of upfront investment on the hookup. Well, I traveled to one of the city's poorest neighborhoods while I was there, where fiber is hard to get. Enter the organization Connecting for Good. Housed in what used to be a strip club, the organization is now filling the space with computers, free for the community to use. It supplies super cheap Wi-Fi to the nearby public housing development, hosts internet literacy classes, and builds computers for people from the community with recycled parts. I started my tour with Michael Limitop. He's the president of Connecting for Good.
What is this building that we're in right now with all these computers?
This is the Northeast Wyandotte County Community Technology Center. It's our model for what we want to do in Kansas City. We're trying to say, well, you know, let's create this environment, almost you might say kind of like the public swimming pool, where you can kind of jump in and experience the internet. So this is where we build computers.
Wow. Look at all these computers. Your name is?
Everett Limer.
You're the IT guy?
I'm one of them.
I'm going to ask you a slightly indelicate question.
Yes.
You don't look like the IT guys who I often see. You look a little more wizened.
Okay, I wouldn't call myself a bona fide geek, okay?
How did you end up here?
Well, my wife said, get out of the house. You're spending too much time at home. So here I am. I've been here 5 months, something like that.
So you're basically rebuilding or refurbing computers
yes.
that then will be delivered to the community members after
yes.
they take a class?
Yes.
What's your biggest challenge?
It takes sometimes as many as 3 computers to build 1 computer. I may get a DVD from here. I may get a hard drive from there. I may get a monitor from over there. And it all comes together.
This is Carita, who's the shop manager.
Hi, Carita.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm Ben Johnson. What's your title?
I make sure all the inventory gets done. I make sure that it flows to get to the customer. I make sure that computers get in their hands and quality control.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a story about someone who you've seen sort of changed by access?
So we had a young lady come through Link's program, and after she took the classes, she was kind of computer savvy and everything, and once she did that, she went to Radio Shack or something like that to get a cell phone, and some other customer wanted some help with something, and she just started winging off stuff, and they're like, well, where'd you learn that? She's like, connecting for good, da-da-da-da-da. She became one of our trainers, but she also got a job on the spot for Radio Shack. So it gets people back into employment, gives them confidence to know that they can conquer this digital literacy if they want to.
If you want to find out more about what Connecting for Good is doing, find them on Twitter. They're at ConnectingKC. That's all we have time for today. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.